There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
NBA Summer League is back, quickly approaching, but so is NCAA Football 25. I'm going to need a vacation for my vacation for my vacation once the game of my lifetime returns to us after a decade off. But I got a lot of bones to pick. I have many bones to pick with that wonderful franchise, that wonderful game. Coming out with some of the most disgusting measurements I've ever seen.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
You're not wrong. It's not even just airing of grievances. It's more like, what the hell is going on here? So we already talked about some of the offensive ratings of some teams. The home field ratings of some teams. Taking a look at the offensive power rankings in NCAA 25. Two teams stand above the rest, Georgia and Oregon. That's fine. You got a bunch of proven top-end talent. I got no problem with that. Alabama, third. Texas, fourth. Ohio State, fifth. LSU, sixth. Miami, seventh. Okay, I get that. Colorado at eight.
I'm sorry, what?
That feels like, Shedeur Sanders being made like a 98 overall and Travis Hunter being made a 99. That's doing a lot of lifting.
Yes.
That's what I'm imagining here, because This doesn't make any sense. The next group of teams, Missouri, Clemson, Utah, Penn State, Ole Miss, Kansas, Arizona. Arizona's a little surprising, considering, you know, there's a little bit of an affection there.
Mm-hmm.
But everything else on this list is mostly surprising. USC, my guys, came in at 25th, 83rd. Yeah, that happens when the best player in college football leaves.
Yeah.
Not a surprise by that. Totally okay with it, to be honest. They aren't supposed to be that team. Okay, so Colorado's eighth there. When you look at the defensive power rankings, Colorado is 20th.
I'm sorry, what now?
In the country. It's one of the worst defenses in the country. They gave up, 47 points a game?
Yeah, it was not good.
What the hell is going on? Ohio State 1, Georgia 2, Oregon 3, Alabama 4, Clemson 5. Clemson's a little surprising, but okay. Michigan, even though they lost their entire starting defense, essentially, is in a 90. Like, you just go down the list, and all of a sudden, Iowa's 13th at 88. Yeah, okay, cool. Colorado.
Yeah.
Again, and this is that Shedeur Sanders can't play offense.
Yeah.
Or can't play defense, offense. So you're taking him out of the equation. Is Travis Hunter being a 99 really doing that much work here? Because what the hell?
I mean, if you're just, you know, a lot of the criticism I've seen levied towards EA Sports for this has just basically been, you know, engagement farming, pretty much.
It is engagement farming, and what's going to end up happening is 2 weeks into the game's release, there's going to be a patch that gets pushed by EA that absolutely nerfs the rest of Colorado's roster into the ground, and you're going to be like, oh, thank God Shedeur Sanders is like a 70 speed, because his offensive line is going to get mauled every possession, and everybody who tries to use him like Mike Vick is going to get murdered.
Yeah.
Madden 07 Mike Vick is the second most broken character in video game history, behind only Tecmo Bowl Bo Jackson.
Bo Jackson, yep.
Unbreakable. Yeah, Vancouver Ford text line, that would make Colorado a playoff team. Yes. Yes, if they had the eighth-based offense, eighth-based, basting them with marinade, I guess. Yeah. Good God.
I'm sure people do that with buffalo meat.
Yeah, sure you go. Yeah. Colorado's getting basted. Basted.
Basted.
Emphasis on the S. Basted. Eighth-best offense in the country, 20th-best defense? Yeah, that's a playoff team, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
I wonder how many other, let's just do a quick little cursory count. So the usual suspects, Ohio State, Georgia, Oregon, Alabama, Clemson, Missouri, are they on defense? I don't see Missouri. No, don't see Missouri. And I'm definitely not going to see Iowa. So Michigan, Texas, Michigan not in the top 25 offensively. They're not. They did lose their entire offense. So Notre Dame is on that list. Is Miami on this list? I don't see a Miami. Okay, so Miami's not. So we're at like six teams, Clemson, Utah, Penn State. I think they all are. Yep, there's Clemson. Utah's off. Utah. And okay. We're picking up a few more. Ole Miss, Kansas, they on both? Nope, not on both. Okay. Let's see. Notre Dame is on both. A&M, I believe, is on both. Yep, A&M's on both. A&M is 18th in offense, 19th in defense. So they would be rated behind Colorado based on these ratings. Got?
Yeah.
Got? Oklahoma State, 21st on defense. I believe they're there offensively? Question mark. They're not. Oklahoma is, though. Okay. So Oklahoma's on both. Is Florida on both? Florida's not on both. So there's about 8-9 teams that are on both the top 25 offense and defense. One of them is Colorado.
That's just a head scratcher, no matter how you look at it.
Okay. What the hell is going on here?
Remy, what was their record last year?
4-8?
Yeah.
With one of those wins coming in triple overtime over Colorado State?
Yeah. I mean, they were not a good team. They could score. They could score. They couldn't stop anybody from scoring.
This is insane. Yeah. I don't understand. Like, I understand the motivation. We talked about this with ESPN and Stephen A. Smith on draft coverage.
Yep.
Like, ginning up something that's not there. But this, again, this is a game that's going to sell itself.
Yeah.
You don't need to, like, well, Colorado, like, who's itching to play is Colorado.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not like Ohio State, Michigan, every SEC team. Sure.
Yeah.
Like, you've got the two biggest, I believe it goes back and forth between Michigan and Ohio State as the two largest alumni bases in the country.
Sure.
They just crank them out because they're not high education universities.
Well, they're huge schools.
They're not high education universities, you know. I'm just saying. Let me get my shots in. All right, we're in the Big Ten now, Jeff. I gotta make sure I get my shots in the other Big Ten schools. But and then in the SEC, like there's probably gonna be just as many people interested in playing as Vanderbilt as there is Colorado. Like, it's what I don't understand what we're doing here. I really don't. Can we just? This is like an NBA 2K when I look up and I go, huh, why is a guy who's dunked twice this year have a standing dunk rating of 80? Like Nikola Jokic, I think he's like a standing dunk 75 or 80 or something like that.
Gotcha.
And it's like, you've dunked six times in the entire season. Like, why can't we just do the ratings based on like what they do?
Right.
Like, I don't.
Well, that would make too much sense.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I would like to see some more realistic stuff put in these games. And again, it was like, well, they're games. Like, I know. But I've always, this isn't even me being old and curmudgeonly.
Yeah. Well, if I want it to all be made up stuff and made up players, I'll go play the old RBI baseball from the original Nintendo. You know?
Yeah, it's just like, this is super weird, right?
Yeah.
They're just going to bail on it and change it. I don't know. Screw it. Stop placating Colorado. It doesn't matter. We saw this. The second Oregon just absolutely stomped them into the mud.
Yep.
It was like, all right, party's over. They're like, what about next week? And they got stomped into the mud again. It's like,
Yeah. I guess it just tells you how much more we're going to have Colorado shoved down our throats this year, huh?
I know. Part of me wants Deion to go to the NFL just for that. You know?
Yeah.
Because I do want Deion, like, legitimately, I do want him to be successful at Colorado. Because I think it'd be cool to have, like, hey, look, you can do this differently.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to be, we're on to Cincinnati, Nick Saban,
right,
with everything.
Yeah.
It's the reason why I want Lane Kiffin to be successful at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
It's like, be a smartass, Lane. Troll Antonio Brown. Like, you don't, like, there's different paths, there's different avenues, because I'm so sick and tired of everybody thinking you have to be Bill Belichick to be a coach.
Right.
Have some personality, have some life. Like, Pete Carroll was out there, Snoop Dogg on the sideline.
Yeah.
Like, during practice.
Yeah.
You know, like, and this isn't like Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. This is like Snoop Dogg still had a murder case on the sideline kind of deal. Like, things were wild in the early 2000s.
Right.
You didn't have to have this button. Like, sports are supposed to be fun. I'm so sick and tired of the corporatization of things. And I like Deion being that heel. I'll complain about him when he goes too far, for sure. But I like that that exists. And it's like, we don't need to do all of this on top of it.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.